Welcome everyone, I'm John Bifolchi, Research Manager Special Eurasia. Today we have a new episode of Geopolitical Report podcast. I want to discuss with you the recent visit of the German Chancellor Scholz to Central Asia, mainly in Uzbekistan. Indeed, on September 15, 2024, Olaf Scholz arrived in Uzbekistan and met with the Uzbek President Shavkat Mirziyoyev. And after their meeting, they signed a joint declaration, and also they signed 8 bilateral documents regarding different aspects and different fields, like the partnership in migration and mobility, also the cooperation in the field of sustainable use of water resources under the Green Central Asia Initiative, or the cooperation in the field of critical minerals. The parties also agree on industrial cooperation for the 2024-2026 period and conclude a package of agreements and contracts at the level of leading enterprise in Uzbekistan and Germany. Why this official visit matters in the geopolitical dynamics of Central Asia? First of all, it confirms Germany's interest and strategy in Central Asia, since this region has always been a strategic area in the Eurasia and currently is experiencing an increasing interest not only from the international powers but also regional actors and particularly members of the European Union. Secondly, it is the visit in Uzbekistan confirms the fact that Uzbekistan is usually opening to European countries its market and trying to diversify its commercial partners. As we know, Central Asia for years has been matters of Russian Federation and the People's Republic of China, particularly because Russia had the cultural historical background as a leverage on Central Asian Republic. China can exploit the Belt Road Initiative and its financial support. By the way, Uzbekistan has always tried to be balanced between these two powers and the West. And after the election of the President Mirziyoyev, the country restored its popularity, or its image also in the West. It is not described anymore as a dictatorship, and also the country could overcome the problem occurring in 2022 regarding the new constitution, regarding also the issues related to the Karakalpakstan Republic Autonomous Region. So currently European Union is really active in Central Asia and trying to cooperate with the Central Asian republics to modernize, to improve the green energy, and to create a logistics transport to increase the trade. Among these countries there is of course Germany, which is one of the leading members of the European Union, but recently also there was a meeting in Rome between Italian representatives, Italian foreign ministers, and the foreign minister of Central Asia. So also Olaf Scholz's visit marks another important point regarding the European countries' involvement in Central Asia. So now, if we look at the regional scenario, we should try to monitor the attitude, the strategies that Moscow and Beijing will like to adopt to counter the increasing European Union's members' interest in involvement in Central Asia. Recently, Sergei Lavrov, the foreign minister of the Russian Federation, stated that Russia and Central Asian countries are ready to organize as soon as possible the second summit Central Asia Russia. I would like to remind you that around 2 years ago it was organized the first summit where Russia confirmed its interest to become more involved in the regional dynamics, not only looking at the security and the military aspect or political aspect, but also regarding the trade and investment. Currently Russia is involved thanks to Eurasian Economic Union and the Collective Security Trade Organization. It's also a member of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, while China is more active through financial meanings or financial support of this country and try to also promote infrastructures and development. The visit of Scholz, it is another It is another evidence which confirms the fact that Central Asia has become one of the main focus of different power actors in the international arena, and the fact is that also that currently Uzbekistan is emerging together also with Kazakhstan, has one of the main Central Asian republics with whom European Union members would like to cooperate, would like to sign more investment agreements and trade agreements. So thanks for your attention. See you to the next episode of Geopolitical Report podcast. Bye bye.